You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
You know what, Stacey?
What's up, Chels?
I think that everything happens for a reason.
Okay, but sometimes the reason is that people are stupid and make bad decisions.
That is true. Sometimes that's the reason.
Am I bitter?
Maybe a little? Play that track, Ellen.
I'm single. I'm single.
Why? You're so fabulous.
Yeah, I'm single, ready to mingle. Yeah, I'm single. These are the reasons why I'm single.
Guess what, Stacey?
What's up, Chelsea?
It's episode 40.
Oh, 40.
We like it.
We like
Fabulous. That's the whole show, guys.
Thanks for coming out. We'd like to thank Ellen.
Good job. Play the song again. No.
I think that'll be the next time I celebrate my birthday is 40.
Yeah?
Yeah. Which
really?
Means clearly I'm 30.
Good save. Good save.
Every time we'd say the 30-something episodes, that's like near my age.
We're close to something there.
Oh, 40. I'm excited 40. For that. I was super pumped for 30, though.
Were you? I was for my party, but we talk about my party all the time.
Because it was an epic party.
We even posted that on our Facebook page.
Oh.
Facebook.com/reasonswhyIamsingle.
Hey.
That's our Facebook.
That's what best friends do for best friends. I got a weave for your party.
You did.
I'm getting those braids again in October.
I mean, dude, it looked fab on
you. I like those a lot. I think I'm just going to do shoulder length, though.
I think you should just do the whole thing.
Braids, go all out on the braids.
I mean, I did, though. That was my first time. It was, like, down to here.
Yeah,
I am going to find the picture for you so you can see.
Like, yes, I go to, like, use the bathroom. I'm just like, oh, I got to put it in a bun. Because like, it's, like, down to my butt.
Like, what's happening?
My braids.
What's happening?
Chels, how was your week?
My week was okay. Yeah. I mean, I had a date, so yay. That was fun. Everybody knows I'm dating somebody who's younger than me.
Do they know? They know.
I don't know. Well, if they didn't, I
What's
think they
What's going
did.
On?
How much younger, though?
6 years.
Still doable, right?
Right.
Half your age plus 7. Is that like the
right.
rule?
Right. Yes.
Wait, what's the rule?
Half your age plus. I thought it was 9.
Oh, I thought it was 7.
I never
nine
heard
if
of this
you
rule.
Want it to be. It's your rule. Make it your own, I think.
Half your age plus 7.
That's the youngest person you can date.
Uh-uh. That's too young for me.
Well, I understand, but I'm saying like socially acceptable.
Minimum. Like that's the youngest.
That's
you
the
go
absolute.
Older, of course. But.
So what's the older range? Like what's the rule on that?
I don't know that. I think it's whatever you feel comfortable with before you feel
so
like it's either daddy or grandpa.
If it's 7,
you
know? It would be, if it's 7, it would be 22. And if it's 9, it would be 24. So I'm still way above that range.
Your
toe's
good.
I can't.
But what's funny is I haven't met him yet, but I'm talking to a guy on one of the numerous dating apps that I'm on. And he's significantly older. He is 20 years older than the guy that I'm talking to.
Than the guy that...
So, you know, but he seems really nice. But right. I was laughing. I was like, oh, look at that. Different sides of that coin.
Hey, Spectrum. This end, that end. As long as they're not married and with children. Jerks.
Hello. Yeah, well, then they're invisible at that point. Like, right. Oh, you're married? Sorry, you disappeared. I don't know what happened.
Bye.
Goodbye. Oh, like,
oh.
Must have lost your number.
So I put things on Facebook where
Face.
Like just, you know, it's my private Facebook. So sorry, listeners.
Sorry, but, not sorry. Yeah, sorry. I'm kind of a celebrity. I can't have everyone up in my business.
But I do
24/7.
I call them reasons why I'm single. They're actually what inspired the show. And
oh, I think I knew that.
I think you did know that. So anyway, somebody sent me a private message and I just... I'm
going to
blast them a little bit. I mean, we saved the shade here, but so I won't say who it was.
We haven't pulled the letter yet. Yeah. Name her. Name her. Because go ahead. And then I'll rant.
So she sends me this unsolicited, out of the blue. I have never actually received a Facebook private message from her ever. And she was like, what you need to realize is that you, girl, are too picky. Seriously, your posts are just getting sad to see. Just pick somebody already.
Wow.
So mind you, here's the problem. This woman is not that much older than me. Maybe 5 years older than me, but she's on her third marriage. So it's like, for you to take the time out of your day to send me a message like that when we all know your business, because it's on Facebook, and let's be real, we all know that you have you have children from multiple husbands. So it's like,
I mean, yeah.
It happens. You were married. You thought that was the one. You had a kid. Do you?
Right.
But maybe don't tell me how to do me. And if it is that much of a bug for you, then just unfollow me. Facebook allows that.
So first off,
Stacey's like, let me step up. Let me just.
Okay, I'm cutting back on rationalizing.
You do not know who this is, by the way.
Oh.
This is somebody who I know.
Good thing you don't know. Good thing I don't know who you are. Okay. Because number one, I'm going to pray for you. Number two.
that's a good number one, Stacey. Right? I'm proud of
you. Okay. Right? Jesus died for us all. Not just me, but you too. Number two. You made this bold statement, but you were just like, let me private message you. Really? Really? Right. Really?
It seems to me she should have maybe been a little pickier.
Right?
Right. That's the other side of that coin. Like, oh, hey, third marriage.
What's funny is a lot of people have also like shown me a lot of like, don't do that. I like your messages. I like your posts. And then a couple people who private messaged me were like, was it this person? And I was like, actually, it was not that person. And I realized how many people I know who have a lot of marriages under their belt. But my one friend actually put it really, really funny. She was like, I just tell people that I am skipping my first marriage.
Going right to number two. That's good.
She's like, I'm just skipping my first marriage. That time that you're here, what you're doing right now, I'm going to skip past that one. Right? It's fine.
I liked what someone put. They're just like, you should be picky if you're talking about your life partner. Right. I'm like, well. Yeah.
And also, my family lives forever. So like, it's going to be a while.
Maybe they'll get over these five traits in, you know, a couple decades if I'm fortunate. No.
Well, somebody else reminded me that there was a point where we were at a party and a family friend who is actually very good friends with my parents sat me down and was like, here's the thing, honey. Like, your personality is so like, with hand motions and everything. And she's like, and I love that about you. And you're so sweet. But guys don't want to deal with that. So if you could just like be less. You'll never find a husband in 2 seconds.
Never be less.
And I literally looked at her.
You find a guy who raises up to where your level.
And I looked at her and I was like, is that what you told your daughter who just got married? I sure hope not.
Just say, hey, I know ovaries and stuff and eggs. So if you could just like calm a couple things down about your personality. Maybe not be true to yourself.
Maybe
just
not be yourself.
Right? Yeah. And like, just
you
know, settle
for... I love you how you are, but if you could just change
everything.
That'd be amazing.
Thank you. I can't stand when people say, oh my gosh, I love you, but... And also, why is old pansy pants that just sent you a private message and this chick are like, oh honey, let's talk. First of all, don't call me out of my name if you want to have a real conversation with me. That gets me heated. Number two, what were your standards for getting married? And number three, you don't have standards, so don't come at me when I already have standards already set in my life and you just want to come at me and say something about it.
Stacey, if I ever get into the trouble with the law, I kind of want you to defend me.
I don't know if you knew this, but I don't get favor with the law. So, but I pray. But that makes me happy topic. Give me a happy topic.
Okay. My niece is 2 and adorable. And so she's staying at our house for a couple days. And my nephew is also, but she talks and he doesn't. So she's got things to say. She calls me Cheshy because my name is hard for young kids. This is a fun story. I promise. It's nothing to do with being single.
Your fun story.
So she comes up to me and she's like, Cheshy. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? And she's like, here, Cheshy, take this, please. And I'm like, you're 2. You're saying full sentences. Oh, love it. And then she's like, don't lose it. And she puts it in my hand, and it's her booger.
Cherish it forever.
Right? And I was like, I'm going to lose it, sweetie.
If you could maybe frame it, that'd be great.
You just put it in the freezer.
I really worked hard to get this
next to my snowball.
Cheshy, take this, please. Don't lose it.
That's like my nephew, who's also 2. He does, like, catchphrases. So, like, he'll say, hi. And then he'll say, how about that? And then his other thing is, he'll go, come on, man. Just my favorite.
I love when they don't know what's going on, but they socially laugh also. Like, because everybody's laughing. Yeah, and then all of a sudden you hear them. Yeah. They'll be like, ha! And they're looking around for approval. Like,
the best.
Oh,
I was just looking at plane tickets because my brother and his wife and the kids, they're out in California. So like California. My spare time, I'll look at it and I'll be like, $600, not in this week's budget.
One day you're going to get on there and it'll be like a $79 special and you'll be like, sold, done.
California. You're just singing that, right? Yes. Okay.
Did you watch The OC?
My roommates in college were obsessed with
it. That's how I got hooked on it.
And I started watching it. I was like, I don't get it. And then I was actually not invited to watch it anymore because I would sit there and basically they'd be like, oh my God, this is really serious and totally happening to high school students. And I'd be like, that is not happening to high school students.
First of all, the people casted as them are 25.
And I'm like, secondly, who's letting 16-year-olds into Mexico? To go, no, this is not happening.
And they called it TJ for Tijuana.
Well, that's what they call it.
That's TJ.
I will say, I lived in San Diego. That is what they call it.
That blew my mind.
That's not the OC. That's
oh my God.
Life,
yeah. See, that happened to me. I got uninvited from watching Desperate Housewives because I just couldn't do it.
Well, that show's weird and weird.
I couldn't do it. But I did get hooked on Grey's Anatomy.
I love that show.
But I only saw like the first three seasons.
That show jumped the shark about 4 years ago.
So I remember when the plane crash happened and I was
that's what lost me. I was like, nope.
So upset and I'm watching this show and I'm just like, because I have a really bad habit of jumping into TV shows and everything. Like that's I'm there. It's like I'm there.
Like it's real.
Like, oh no. Really? Like if it's a scary movie, I'm like, oh, I'm next. So
I'm not even gonna lie, with Grey's Anatomy, something that happened, I was just like, well, the wages of sin is death, we need to pray for him. And so it's just like, it's a fictional television show.
So I cried because a big spoiler alert from what is that, like 7 years ago, Lexi dies.
I didn't know that. I just knew she was gone.
Well,
I haven't followed the series in a while.
So the plane crashed and two people died. And Lex,
the other person,
Mark Sloan, McSteamy.
Really?
It was really sad, too, because you thought he was going to live. And then Shonda killed him. They weren't at the time, but then right before Lexi died, he was like, no, you're going to live and we're going to have babies. And I was sobbing. Like, this is people I know. Yeah, I was. It's not.
Were they like seriously dating or like play dating?
They were seriously dating, but then do you want me to go and I could talk for days about Grey's Anatomy?
All right. Well, after the show,
I would have a baby or three for McSteamy.
Oh my God.
I mean, my old ass is like probably, I think my back is
shutting down. You're not old.
That man is just sex on a stick.
Right?
Ugh.
Thank you.
He has one.
He does have a sex stick. He does.
On a feet.
Hashtag sorry dad. And now every week my dad's like, is it safe? Can I listen? And I'm like, yeah, it'll be fine. Last week we didn't even talk about me. So yeah.
She was a riot.
She was so fun.
Michelle.
But she was a comedian. So it was like, here, the hour
right
is yours.
Right? So. We've got a mic. We don't have a spotlight, but we'll all stare at you.
We'll stare and laugh.
Right.
But yeah, anyways. I don't even know where I was going with that.
Sorry, Grey's Anatomy. Blackout.
But that's when I stopped. I was like, I am not going to continue watching. And then they cliffhangered it because they didn't even, end of the season, they didn't even show you what happened. So then I was like, okay, well, I got to
knock. Shonda.
So then the first season, they didn't even wrap it up the first episode. First episode, everybody's already back. And it's like, they've already, it was like the third episode before they finally showed you what the frick happened in the plane crash. And I was like, well, damn it, now I'm hooked. So
yeah, Shonda probably knew.
Shonda knew that
people would be turning into that first episode, like, all right, what happened? And we're going to drag that out a little bit.
After it happened, I was like, Shonda, I'm not, I feel like I even Facebooked like Shonda personally. And I was like, Shonda, I can't do this
anymore. You sent her a private message and said, listen, honey.
Like, this is kind of sad.
I know you're a multimillionaire, but you need to change.
You need to settle on your plot.
You need to figure your stuff out because I am too stressed out, Shonda.
Right. And it's just too much of an inconvenience for me to just stop watching your show. So right. I just need you to write the thing that is working for you right now. I just need you to write it differently.
Although there was like a really big rumor, and I'm going to, oh, so sorry. There's a rumor that Katherine Heigl's going to come back on the show. Yeah. Yes. And maybe I started that rumor. I don't know.
Maybe I heard it in my brain.
But I was like,
Chelsea's going to be featured on E! News. And now we have licensed esthetician with the inside scoop.
Who predicted the whole thing? I think because Alex is in an iffy part in his relationship. But I feel like if she came back right now, it'd be really good. And I'm so sucked into the show.
Oh, Alex.
It's been
Simon and Meredith,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Christine. But they're saying Christina's going to come back too.
Oh, I mean, Burke, you know, he's...
Well, he's officially like, he came back for like one episode.
Right. I saw that episode.
And then he's now he's really, really gone.
Oh, seriously.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. All right. We need to. All right. Let's take care of some business so then we can jump into the delicious person that's in here with us besides Ellen.
Hey, Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. Hi, guys. Sorry, I was.
Drinking some tab.
I was drinking
taking
tab.
Some names.
It's okay.
My name's Stacey.
Chelsea.
Cheshire. So cute.
Take this. Don't lose it. Thank you. Thank you for the booger. I know you picked it just for me.
Aww. Who needs roses?
She's super cute though. And she lets me do her hair, so I'm fine. It's like a little wife Barbie.
Hashtag we're not parents.
Yeah, right. They're like, are you excited to dress children? You have none.
Right. Did you see shout out to T Moon Tracy about her husband trying to do her kids' hair?
Bless them.
That was my dad growing up because he would always just put a hat on my head. And so then he'd put me on the back of his bike and he'd go do errands was when we lived in Texas. And then he said people would like point and giggle and whatnot because I had turned my hat around backward. My dad was like, you started that trend, Stacey. I'm like, thank you.
You did that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, we're not alone in the theater.
In the theater. We are not alone on this stage. Betwixt us, we have a beautiful damsel who's graced us with our presence. Shout out to Ellie Flagstaff. But anyways, hi!
Rebecca is in the studio with us.
How are you?
I'm awesome, guys. Thank you for having me on.
We're so happy you're here.
Yes.
We love having guests, people to pay attention to us.
Yes. I'm just look at us.
Look at her jacket. Oh, yeah. And then look at my jacket.
Right.
Fantastic.
American Apparel, everything's 50% off.
That is, because it's closing.
Exactly.
Also, Family Christian Store, also closing.
I know, right?
I don't shop either place.
And the Limited is closing.
I'd ask for a sponsorship, but you guys are all closing.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. All your merchandise is going to be bought tonight.
I don't know. We have listeners, so.
Ha. Hey. So, do we take care of business first?
No, we're going to ask her a couple questions, and then we're going to take care of business.
Oh, what are we going to ask her about?
Hey, are you single, Rebecca? Tell me about your life. Were you single at one point?
I have been single for a long time, but I currently have a new gentleman caller.
Hello.
It's been a few months now.
So are you in
really
a situationship?
A situationship. I like that. Yeah.
Shout out to Dave.
Shout it out.
Side note, please note that she said gentleman caller, not a gentleman texter. Continue.
Yeah, no, I feel like I'm too old to say the word boyfriend, so I say gentleman caller, which makes me sound like an old, like, madam of a adult
of
house.
A burlesque.
Of a burlesque, yeah, and I'm coming down the like, stairs. And,
with
like,
a sniffer.
Yeah. You also have a super long cigarette.
Yes. Yeah, well, really, like, I got a cigarette holder, and I'm wearing, like, a velvet robe.
Right.
And, like, maybe, like, the slippers with, like, the marabou on it.
Yes.
Old school.
Your
glamour.
Hair is very wavy.
Can I have a slumber party? Because it sounds like kind of fun.
I'm
You're like, oh, my gentleman called us.
My gentleman called us. Yeah, I gotta go. Yeah. So yeah, I was a veteran. I like to say a veteran of the
single arts
online dating scene.
Yeah,
specifically. Yeah.
So okay, so you were on it before it was a dating app, yes?
Like, yes, before it was an actual app, before when it was a website, not an app.
When you didn't have that immediate thing. That's the thing is when I tried to explain to one, this girl I was talking to, I was like, it wasn't always just on your phone. You had to go to a computer and log on, and you were never on at the same time. So it was like,
it was more like a mess. You were waiting, like a secret. Like, ooh,
it could take
email,
you know? Days to get one conversation out.
Yeah, so, and one thing I don't think people know is like back in the day, you could send the dirty,
nudity
picture, like, on
the
website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, they don't let it, they don't do it anymore. But back in the day,
some
I
of
got
them
plenty
do.
Plenty of ridiculous pictures on my website. So.
Gross.
Oh, no, I believe that.
Yep.
Oh, so man. So, tell us about yourself. What do you do for a living? What do you like to talk about?
Let's see. Well, I currently work for an insurance company, which is exciting as it sounds.
Hey, you need insurance?
Yeah. By day, I do that. But by night, I do stand up and improv comedy.
Nice.
I've known that for a long time, and it's a lot of fun. And
do you have a certain place that you do it at, or
whoever will pay me?
I like it.
I like it.
Yeah,
get that money.
I'm also there with you.
Yeah. I do riddle buses. I do like murder mystery stuff. You know, just whatever I can make a couple weird, you know, extra bucks doing weird stuff for.
I am on board.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I love it.
It's my odd hobbies. So.
Oh my God, I love it. That's fabulous. Well, if you ever have an event coming up, let us know and we will let our listeners know.
Oh, awesome. Okay, thank you.
Listeners. Absolutely.
Oh.
Before we continue on, we're going to get this out of the way, right?
Right.
You're like, sure, sure, right? Why not? It's time for the fake name letter of the day.
So the fake name letter of the day is what we use to save the shade. So instead of using people's real names, we use the fake name letter of the day. That way it hides their identities, even though they know who they are.
They do. They know.
Oh. It is.
Ellen got to pick.
Hey, Ellen.
XYZ.
Okay, so because this one sucks. I'm sorry.
We're so sorry. There's a reason there's three letters on there, because this one's about to be stupid. No.
No, don't say. No, you can say that. Apparently, I say stupid a lot. And it's not very nice.
It's not saying that it's mean. You don't mean it mean.
But still, it's just an idle word. But it should be uplifting people, not saying you're dumb. You're stupid. I say it all the time.
She says it just like that, too. So if you have a story.
You're smart, but it's like in a sarcastic tone. They'll
see, that's
that.
What I
that's
do with myself. I always say, I'm brilliant. Oh my goodness, I'm so egotistical. So I call myself brilliant, but I call everyone else stupid.
We call this Reasons Why I'm Single. It's really just therapy. For therapy with an audience.
Therapy by choice, private messenger. Right? Not better.
It didn't even happen to you.
We are a team, Chelsea. We are a team.
When they cut you, I bleed.
Exactly. And we both bleed red blood. I'm sorry. So, are we going to do a little icebreaker?
Yes, we are. But so if you get to a point where you need to use a tell us a story involving a name, ideally it would start with X, Y, or Z.
Yes.
So, okay. And we're not going to give examples because there aren't very many letters.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Xavier.
But we will work.
Right? Well, you got to save them. Like the only one I know.
Yeah, shoot. Right? Well, I take the say good Xavier. One. You can have Ellen. Xavier.
Thank you. I might have to Xavier. Use that. I'll put that one in the back pocket.
So we enjoy getting to know our guests, and neither of us know you. So we're pretty excited. So we're going to play the game Two Truths
and a Lie.
Ooh, okay. I've been thinking a lot about this. So I hope that I come up with a good stumper.
I'm
for
sure
y'all.
You'll be fine.
Ooh. Okay.
It's not going to be hard.
Okay. So here we go. Okay. Number one, I once met Fred Durst and insulted his band to his face.
Now I know y'all be loving this shit right here. L-I-M-P Biscuit is right here.
Wow.
Yeah. Because if you don't care, then we don't care. Yeah, I had an angry point.
Were you wearing JNCO jeans?
Yeah. And I used to wear my hair in pigtail knots.
Oh, pigtails. Yes.
No, the pigtail knots. Oh.
Even better.
Oh, so good. I came downstairs in this outfit and my mom, and I had a bright yellow shirt that said Boys Are Toys, but it looked like Toys Are Us. Like, oh, that was my jam. And my mom was like,
really?
And it was like, I'm expressing myself. Okay. And she's like, how are you going to express yourself tomorrow?
I haven't decided yet.
We'll see.
The Bible says, take no thought for the things of tomorrow.
So. And every once in a while when I host karaoke, and I'll play like Nikki or something because it makes me happy.
But I know that
But I feel like if I met Fred Durst, I'd be like, are you really that angry?
Right.
I feel like it's a lot of show. Anyway, so I'm with you.
Okay, so that's number one. Number two, I have 9 toes.
Oh, this is amazing.
I can't straighten my right arm, so I would totally believe that one.
You is smart. You is important.
Because I almost said it.
What's number three?
Number three, I have a dog named after Dolly Parton.
Oh. Is it Doggy Parton? Because that'd be cool.
No, but it should have been now. I'm changing the name. Dang it.
Just bows. All the bows.
All the bows.
And then just fringe.
She just has abnormal breasts, so I mean, there was really
I was just gonna ask.
Big old deeps.
These are solid.
These are fantastic. I want all of them to be true.
I'm gonna go with.
Dolly. I'm gonna go with you have 10 toes.
And I'm gonna go with 9 toes. The dog is the lie.
The correct person is Chelsea.
I have 10 toes.
Yay! I really can't straighten my right arm.
I'm sorry to make you feel like an abnormal freak. That wasn't my goal.
It's okay.
I can't straighten my thumb right now.
Aww. Hand raised.
But it keeps me like nice and lateral, so I can do like the robot a little better.
Oh, a mean robot. Look at that.
It's a solid.
Until this one's actually broken, but this one moves a little more fluidly.
I think if dudes could see you do that robot, you wouldn't be single for long.
Bam!
I'm just saying. That is a strong
ready.
Robot.
Bachelor number 3.
Hey. We're going to do a special for our year anniversary. involving Stacey playing a dating game of sorts. So if you know of anybody who would be interested in playing the dating game for Stacey, let us know.
Oh, boy.
I'll have to hit you up afterwards to see what you like. See what I can come up
with. Well, no, you hit me up and then I'll...
Oh, even better. Yeah, even better.
She doesn't get
Why
to see them before.
Why does she always remove me from the loop?
I just felt like stat-wise.
Why is nothing edited?
No, that's not true. Stuff is edited. Just little stuff.
I hiccuped.
Gotta take that out.
So, from your single days, have you ever gone on like a crazy date or a...
Most of my dates were, were crazy.
Welcome.
Ooh. Yeah, there's a whole lot of nutbags on the internet.
That is
and
so true.
Dating apps and whatnot.
Oh my God.
Ooh. And I met my current beau on a dating app. So,
which one?
It's the one that... can I say which one?
You can say which one. Yeah, it's radio.
On the Tinder.
Really?
And then we matched on OkCupid as
really?
Well. So I was like, well, this is
double
a double match.
Matter.
I do find the percentages of matching on OkCupid interesting. Because, like, sometimes people message you and it'll say, like, 3%. And I'm like, why did you... I know you could see that, too. Why are you still messaging me?
Right. Well, a lot of times it's based on the number of questions you answer. The
that
more
is
questions
true.
You answer Ooh. That they have for you, the higher the match compatibility, which is why they're like... Answer 27,000 more questions and we'll find you your dream guy, you know, whatever. Oh. So.
And you're like, I don't like fish. Next.
Next.
Like,
next. How important is it? It's not important.
I'm
next.
A pescatarian. Unless it's fried catfish. I have a weakness.
Catfish is good.
That's right.
If it's fried fish,
if it's fried fish, it doesn't
delicious.
Even taste like fish.
Yeah, you just put a lot of sauce on your
I have two windows. I like sushi and then I like fried fish, but the regular, like, broiled, I'm like,
no,
I
thank
like
you.
Sushi.
Love sushi.
Wow.
You know what? Learning stuff about each other.
Right?
Well, you know why I blocked it out from you? Because I was thinking shrimp.
That is true.
That's
I am
why.
Allergic to shrimp.
Okay.
I tell people I'm allergic, but I really just don't like it.
I do that with tomatoes. When I know I'm going somewhere and they've given me tomatoes in the past, even though I've said no tomatoes, I'll be like, and I'm allergic to tomatoes. So if you could really make sure they're not anywhere near my plate.
Right. You know, because people, when they find out like you don't like something that's popular, like, oh, you just never had shrimp the way I make shrimp. I'm like, I don't care
Rude.
How you make it. I'm not going to eat it. So
I'll
go through the egg roll and dissect it to get the little tiny shrimpies out.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah. No, it's super sad when you want to order stuff. But yay for vegetable spring rolls because it just saves
Thank
your
you.
Life.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. This is
Except
a lot of time.
For boo for MGM Grand's buffet because they said they had vegetable spring rolls. And I took a bite into it. I looked at my dad. I'm like, so that's shrimp, right? Yeah. And he's like, yep. I'm like, okay, I'll be back.
Alrighty,
I'm just going to go leave and handle this situation.
Thanks for playing.
Everyone's just sitting there waiting for me. They're like, should we wait? Because now she didn't eat anything. Like,
yeah, that's a hustle. Yeah, when you're at a buffet, you're like, do you wait till everyone's done at your table? You just go back up like a rabid wolf?
What oh, I just go back up.
Like, you're like, forget y'all.
I don't know. I will say, right? Like, I don't know if you've ever been, but Motor City Casino's buffet is like, no joke. It's real good.
Hey.
And they got fancy cakes.
I'm smelling a date coming on, ladies, and I'm inviting you both.
Right?
Let's do this.
Yes!
Let's buffet it up.
Yeah,
bring our stretchy pants. We're going to make
this
happen.
We should Thank have you. Our 1 year anniversary. Like, just contact them and be like, listen. we like food
I
and
hear you
boys.
Have cakes. I'll be there.
Story of my life.
So tell us your story.
Okay, so this is my mother of all bad dating.
I love it.
Story.
Oh.
And you know, honestly, it was hard to narrow it down because there was plenty to choose from, unfortunately. But
you
yeah.
can always come back too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're here.
We have
for you.
A special guest every week, Rebecca.
Rebecca's
back
to
another
tell us.
Bad dating story she's had.
We have a show. I don't want you to feel bad when we're on episode 40 and I tell a story every week.
Wow. Well, yeah. Solid.
Chelsea tells a story.
I said it. We know. It's
know,
fine, Stacey.
I know it's fine. I know it's fine. I'm fine.
All right. What was this dude's name?
Okay. This dude's name was Zoloff.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
oh, yes. The bell means fake name. Just
fake
so
name.
You know.
Yeah.
Shockingly.
Okay. So
shockingly.
The irony face. Of the tale with Zoloff is that it didn't start off bad. It started off great.
Ooh.
Sneaky bad date.
So, okay. So we meet up. We met Ooh. On Plenty of Fish.
Okay.
Back in the day. He did not send me a picture of his junk, which immediately put him miles ahead of the park.
Right. You're like, okay, you're a human.
Isn't that
solid.
Sad? Thank you for being
Thank you
a
for not taking
being.
Off your pants the second I responded.
Thank you
right?
for being a man.
Right. A real dude. So we meet up at an Irish bar that has food.
Epic.
Like food and drinks.
Fabulous.
Like Irish nice. Restaurant bar. And he's just like he looks in his pictures, which number one bonus.
Such a win.
Right. And
wow, this is better than like 60% of my dates.
Oh, it goes downhill fast, sugar. Don't worry about that.
No.
Yeah, so anyway, he shows up.
Sugar,
he's nice.
Going down swinging.
He brought me a flower from his garden. He was cute. He was funny. He was smart. He had a job.
What?
Yeah, he had children that he took care of.
What?
I mean, I'm like, check, 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 check. And then we have he paid for dinner. Check, check.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
You're like, so? my ring size is the same.
I told myself like I'd wait 2 years, but
I know
I'm
it's only
game
been
next weekend.
18 hours, but okay, I really feel something.
I feel something real.
Yeah, this is real.
It's strong.
Yeah, so he walked me to my car, gave me a nice kiss goodnight, and that was it. Date number one,
gentlemen.
Done. Totally awesome, right? So
holy
I was like,
crap.
Holy crap, there's a unicorn amongst us, and it's this dude, right?
Yes! Yes!
So I was super stoked and happy or whatever, and a couple days later, he calls me, and he's like, hey, I was wondering what you're doing tonight. And I'm like, oh, well, I am going to go hear my friend's band play with a couple of my girlfriends at this bar or whatever. And
right.
He's like, oh, well,
what was
would
name
you?
Is
it Zoloft?
I keep thinking Zordon because Power Rangers is coming out.
That'll be the next one.
Yeah. I was trying not to say Zoloft, but right. Yeah, Zoloft.
He was sleepy.
Yeah. So Zoloft was like, at the risk of sounding like a loser, I don't have any plans tonight. I was wondering if you would mind if I come and hang out with you guys. And I said, well, you'll be the only dude. So as long as you're cool with
right.
that. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, right. I'll show up. So, and he shows up. And again, everything is going awesomely. Like, he tries to dance terribly, but he tried, you know.
But it's the cute dancing thing.
Right, yeah. He's out there doing the white man shuffle, whatever. Right. And he bought my girlfriends a round of drinks, which so they're all like, oh, this guy's amazing. Marry him now.
Exactly.
So then I said, this is really going well. So then he's like, hey, do you want to go to your car and talk? And I'm like, oh, I know what that means.
He's like,
make out time.
Let's go make out.
Sure do. So we go out to the car and I'm like, yes, right? So my body is ready. Yeah. So we get out to the car and we do make out just for like a hot second. And he's like, well, like legit, I need to talk to you.
Oh,
I said, okay, well, what's going on? And he says, I have a couple things I want to tell you because I really like you. And I feel like you need to know these things because I feel like we might have something here.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, what do you got? He goes, okay, well, you know how I told you I have 2 children?
Okay.
And I said, yeah. And he goes, I actually have 3. I have a son who's 16. He's half black and he lives with his mom in Florida. And I said, oh, well, that's no big deal. My daughter's half Filipino. I mean, and I'm the white half. So, I mean, clearly I don't have an issue with that.
Right.
You know, clearly that's okay. Whatever. Is that it? Let's make out some more. And he's like, no. Not it, actually. There's more. I said, okay. Well,
and I'm rationalizing in my head.
Like,
so I was like, maybe 3 kids would sound a little abrasive. So he said 2.
Yeah, right. Or something like that. I thought it was
like,
odd. He left.
I really don't care what I'm missing.
Off,
let's get back to kissing.
Blah, yeah. Blah, blah. Yeah. Yeah. That's not good. Okay, fine. Good for your other child. Yeah.
he exists. I'm proud of him.
Now
let's make out.
Anymore. Yeah. Yeah. He goes, okay. So, number 2, is that I am on the sex offender list. And I said,
for what?
What? I said, what'd you do? Rape someone? Because, you know, I'm a comedian. The jokes come
right.
first.
That's what you say.
Yeah. And he goes, yes. And I'm like,
oh, no.
I'm in a car
with
this
dude.
Yeah. And I immediately start looking at the lock
stranger
button.
Danger,
and
stranger
like,
danger.
Yeah. And he goes, let me explain. He's like, when I was 18 years old in high school, my girlfriend was 16 years old. We had a threesome with her 14-year-old best friend.
Oh!
The 14-year-old best friend wrote about it in her diary,
and her
parents found it and pressed charges. He's like, so I spent my senior year in juvenile detention. He's like, graduated top of my prison class. I'm like, well, you got that going for you, I guess. He's like, but I'm on the list, and I know you have a daughter.
I graduated magna cum lockup.
Yes! Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, exactly. So he's like, I know you have a young daughter, and I know you would probably, if you did a background check, I would come up, and I just don't want you
to find out that way.
I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, all right, well, that's kind of a big deal, but
also a lot of information when your tongue was just
you,
in my mouth.
Like a date and a half.
Right, because you're with friends. It's not even a date.
Yeah.
It's like a duh.
Like a duh. Yeah.
Wow.
Not a duh. Yeah. So, yeah. So I was like, okay. He's like, but I just want to let you know, that's something. He's like, it happened a long time ago. I'm not proud of it, but it's something. It's part of my past.
Yeah.
I said, okay. I get it. And he goes, and the last thing, I'm like, wait, there's more?
Thank you. Because in my mind, I was like, wait, there's a third one. How do you top that?
Right. oh, you can top it.
Like, this is what you chose for second.
Oh, right.
God. Does he like kill puppies? Because that's criminal.
No, no puppy killing, but he's like,
okay. Why my mind was like, is he lactose intolerant?
That was the deal breaker. I love ice cream.
I love ice cream. That's where my mind went.
No, he goes, I take medication. I said, I'm assuming you're not meaning diabetes. And he's like, no, I take medication for a flare up I have. I said, do you have herpes?
And
he goes, yes. And I'm like, oh, wah, wah, wah. That's Price is Right noise. Bow, like, oh, thank you. Wow. Yeah, we're done. Bow,
bow. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. That one herpes commercial where the guy's like, I have herpes. And then the girl comes up and puts her hands on his shoulders and goes, and I still don't.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
That is not a conversation I will
That's
be having.
That's like a Russian roulette I never want to
right.
play.
Right. No. That is the friend that is always with you. And whenever you least want it, shows up like a bitch and ruins your party.
Right. Like, right. Yeah. You just ruined my good time. But right. Yeah, so I was
But
like,
then you're like, thank you for telling me because right. I don't want you touching me.
Exactly.
Anymore.
Like if he wasn't having a flare up and you didn't tell me and then inadvertently I end up with it, that would have been terrible too. So I was like,
yeah.
You know what? You've given me a lot of information tonight. I'm going
right.
to think
gonna
about
I'm
this.
I'm going to marinate that.
And I, like 2 days later, I went to Mexico with my girlfriend like for a vacation. So I'm like, you know what? When I get back from vacation, we'll talk again. Okay. And he's like, okay, cool.
You're like, I would rather drink the water in Mexico than deal with this right
I
now.
I am going out of the country. I don't know if I'm returning. But yeah. So when I got back, he texted me
I may
me
find
like,
a man
hey.
Named Lupe and just stay.
Yeah. So Zoloff contacted me afterwards and he was like, okay, so what is it? I'm like, it's a no, but you know, I think you're a cool guy. You know, it's a little too much for me to
right.
deal with. And I said,
and this all like, explains
okay,
as to why he's so
cool.
nice. He's so
like,
paying
yeah,
for everything.
Yeah. Can we be pals? So I'm like, yeah, we can be friends. Whatever. So like, that was what I thought was the end of the story.
Right.
But 6 months later, he calls me out of the blue. And I'm like, this is odd. So I'm like, hello. And he's like, hey, it's Zoloff. And I'm like, hey, Zoloff, what up? And he goes, hey, listen, I got to talk to you about something. It's kind of funny and a little embarrassing. And I said, okay, what's up? I mean, mind you, I have not seen him since that night at the bar. That was it. We were pals, but we were like Facebook pals. We were like real right. life pals, you know?
Right.
So he's like, remember what your deal breaker was? I said, yeah, the herp. Yeah. And he's like, because I have no filter. And he's like, yeah, the herp. Listen, about that, it turns out I don't have it anymore. I said, huh?
That's not a thing.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, huh? And he goes, well, it turns out I didn't really actually ever have it. I said,
what?
Explain. And he goes,
he had genital warts, didn't
no,
he?
No, what he said is that. He's like, when you're a lonely bachelor, sometimes you spend a little too much time vigorously scrubbing yourself in the shower.
Shut up.
So he was giving himself a rash and someone misdiagnosed him with herpes. He's like, so I was just wondering if maybe you might want to, you know, go out sometime. And I'm like,
oh my God, he's having like a really rough emotional month. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, and on top of all of this, I have a flare up. Great.
Exactly.
Literally, he's so then, jerking it too much.
He's just spanking the monkey a little too hard. But yeah, so I was like, I'm kind of seeing someone because I had just you know, been on a date.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I'm seeing
point.
all of the other people. So because here's the thing, even if he didn't have herpes. He had herpes in my head.
Oh, for sure.
And herpes is forever.
Oh, for sure.
So that's why I'm like, you know what? You have herpes in my head forever. I will never let you near my temple of pleasure ever.
The temple of pleasure.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. So
like in my mind. So like number one, the kids. Okay. Number two, I was just like, whoa. But he explained it. I'm just like, okay. Because there's someone that we went to high school with that was kind of a similar to
right.
a threesome. But I was just like, okay, I've heard of
right.
like, that unfortunately, I've heard multiple things
okay.
like
yeah,
that
like,
happening.
Like parents decide. To just do things and
right.
the age is just right on the cusp.
Yeah. When I was 14, I was all about Jason Priestley from 90210
Hello.
And like drawing hearts all over my binder. You know, that's where I was at mentally. So
I was
not having threesomes with other classmates.
Yeah,
but
was not my, that was my thing. Jonathan Taylor Thomas was my
right,
jam.
Yeah.
Aww. Aww.
JTT
forever.
JTT is H-O-T.
Oh my gosh. Oh my word.
Oh, I love it. So yeah, so that's my mother a bad dating story is right there.
Oh my
whoa.
God.
Like whoa.
He graduated yeah. magna cum laude. I'm so proud of myself for thinking of that in that moment. Tell your friends.
Oh my goodness.
They're listening.
Hey friends.
Oh my gosh. This is why I enjoy the show, because no matter how many guests we have and they tell a story, I think I know how it's going to end. I never get it right.
I'm so with you though, because it makes perfect sense why he was such a gentleman, why he all this.
That sucks. Yeah. Though.
But seriously, somebody's coming to me and telling me I have herpes. I'm going to be like, are you triple sure? Like,
Did
you do all the tests? Like, oh, yeah. Did you just look at my junk and go,
it was
herpes?
His best friend. That's like,
herpes,
dude,
it looks like.
Remember Cancun, bro? It looked just like that.
Just like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so the funniest thing is, like, now, like, this has been several years. So now he's married. He did find himself a lady.
Good for him.
And they just had a baby. And every time his now lovely wife posts a picture of their baby, I want to be like,
do you know your husband has herpes?
Every time I have to like physically sit on my hands so I don't put that as a stat or as like a thing, as a comment or something.
Oh,
I'm like,
baby, oh. Love.
I'm like, that's why you're a horrible
herpes
person,
baby,
Rebecca.
Herpes baby, herpes baby,
herpes baby. Herpes baby. Does your baby have herpes?
Oh my gosh.
It's
so
that's
terrible.
The baby's
that's
fault.
Terrible. Well, it's not the baby's not... fault, but it could happen.
Yeah, that's right? Real.
Clearly, his magical sword made her his way
into her temple of pleasure.
Clearly.
That's the kind of quest that the
noble knight
needs to be on.
I'm going to take notes. And then after I'm married, I'm just like, are you ready to grab your sword?
Your sheath.
We're married. No sheath.
Locksmith.
Move on, sheath.
Fantastic.
If you guys could maybe do the show, like an entire show in like Old English.
Just right. Well, yeah. We had a guest, Ellie Flagstaff, and yeah. She, every time she said it, she was like, in the year of our Lord.
2012.
2010. And then she'd go on and she'd, oh, it was
fantastic.
Fabulous. It was fabulous. We're clearly still dying about it.
Yes. We have some fantastic guests, and you are one of them.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, man. I swear, I don't even think mine's going to like even come close. Mine's just an update. So,
oh, update.
Yeah. So, let's.
Sounds like breaking news.
This just in.
Exactly.
Reasons why I'm single.
Bum, 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 bum.
Xavier, because I can't think of another name.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. No, you're fine. You gave me a name. all I could think of was Yemen, and that's a country.
Yeah.
And
man.
Yellow, which is a color. So we got
yellow,
nothing.
Oh, yellow.
Black and yellow, black and yellow. That's where I went.
You know what it is.
So Xavier, he and I went on a third date, which we still haven't talked about a couple weeks ago. And then we went on a fourth date last night.
Ooh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. Which is very odd for me. I literally was like,
wait, what?
I mean, because we talk every day. I really like talking to him. I very much enjoy it. We haven't actually got to a point where I think that we're dating yet. Like, I think we're just still getting to know each other. And he's very busy with school.
I was going to say, you're really busy.
I'm really busy. So when we do see each other, it's kind of like a get to know you
right,
more.
Right.
For the love of God, would the man please just freaking kiss me?
Like, oh, no kissing.
Oh. No kissing yet. But, and now Stacey might be able to relate to this to a certain extent because Stacey's a virgin.
By choice.
By choice.
Nice.
But
by
Stacey's
choice.
A virgin by choice.
Nothing
so
against anyone that does anything.
Stacey's
else.
Road as far as how.
The road less traveled.
as it were.
If I could think of a way to say this, the speed limit on Stacey's road is significantly slower than other people's roads who have made it all the way down.
Sure. It's a great metaphor, by
the
way.
The finish line, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So some people are used to going 75 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And some people are in a residential zone and it's at 25.
Right. And some people are in a residential zone, but they kind of do want to go 70 miles per hour, but they somehow just keep themselves in
because
the residential
zone.
Because
it's the law. It's the law of the road. Stacy has named her law. Her law is 25 miles an hour. So it's going to take a longer time to get to that point. I am not used to Stacy's style of road.
Yeah, when you said fourth date, no kisses, I was like, well, wait a minute, is he gay? That's my first thought, which is terrible because clearly he's not gay. He's been out with you four times.
Right.
He's into you. But
right.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
I am not used to Stacy's speed of road.
Right, but I mean...
But I'm also not, like, I'm not necessarily the one who's going 75 right down to the...
Sure.
Right.
Right.
But
Not right.
But left. I, but right. So, but no, okay. So our third date was we went to, oh God, now I'm trying to like blank. Now I'm blanking on what we did. Second date, we went to the movies.
Hey. Oh, what movie?
No, third date, we went to the movies.
Lies.
First, what did you see?
We went, that's what it was. We went and saw Lego Batman.
Oh.
So because he's
because
all,
he's 10 years younger.
Because he's 6 years younger. No, because I wanted to see it too. No, because you
know, I know that's it's a cute movie.
Because first off, it was hilarious because he's super in shape and stuff without being like crazy, crazy in shape, which because nice. I've realized that's not my
in
type.
In shape and a doctor, you better stop.
He used to be a Marine too. So he's like,
what? I forgot about
yeah.
that. You better kidnap him.
He's
now.
A unicorn for sure.
Right.
So
what up?
Unicorns. Yes.
I know, right? There's secrets. No, so we, but like right at the very beginning of the Batman movie, without it's not giving anything away, he's singing a song and he's like, Batman never forgets leg day or something about leg day. And I was like, oh my God, it's a gym reference. but because he's so stressed out with school and I have all this other stuff in my
yeah.
life, like it was just like, hey, let's go see this stupid movie
right.
and laugh. Yeah. And some lady brought like 5 children into the children's movie. I know. And
I do the same thing when the Muppets come out.
But then she decided it's a huge open movie. We saw it like 4 weeks after it came out. So like there shouldn't really be a ton of people there, and there weren't. And they sit right behind us.
Aww.
And I turned to him and I'm like, okay, you are going to see a real specific side of me right now because I am an old man in the movie theater. Like, don't pull out your phone. I will call you out if you're 4 rows in front of me. Like,
it's true.
It is straight up true. It's always been true too. Even like when we were 16 in high school, I would like get up.
I wear a hat because I'm just like, here we go.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. I paid for this movie, sir. Put your phone away.
Or ma'am.
Or ma'am. I don't discriminate. If it's a girl, I'm going to tell her too. So also, I don't understand the point of somebody sitting directly behind me when there's 7,000 other options.
Yeah, it's a giant theater. Pick
huge.
Right.
So I look at him. I'm like, do you want to move? Because there are literally children behind us. They're going to kick our seats. It's not going to go well. And he looks at me like... Are you serious? And I was like, we don't have to go far. We just have to go where the children are not going to kick our seats. I've already like not said anything because Stacey, what side do I like to sit on in the movies?
Right side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's and you would have got there. But,
sorry.
No, you're fine. But it's the right. I like to sit on the right side.
Let's go to the movies
because I like to like lean to the right. I don't know. And I don't want to be in people's space necessarily.
Oh,
so I like
okay.
to lean to the right. I have already not pointed that out because I'm trying to not seem like a crazy girl. So I'm sitting on the left. There's a child behind me.
Lord, if this ain't a test, I don't know what is.
I will say though, without me even saying anything, because I like to sit like the front seat of the back part of it, not the very, very front, but like where the bar is. So I can put my feet up if I want to.
Sure.
Yeah. And he, without even asking, he sat there and I was like, ah, points, points, points.
You're nailing everything. You don't even know.
Well, not really.
not really.
She's not that kind of girl.
So then he's like, show me a movie. He goes, I think they'll be fine. I'm like, I think that you're being too positive about this.
Right.
Sure enough, like 10 minutes into the movie, it's like, do. I mean, if they your have those kids. Movie theater seats that wiggle,
right.
We may as well have been in a really bad one. Oh, so I was like, do you want to move? And he goes, I feel like they're going to know it's because of them. And I'm like, we're never going to see them again. We should move.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the only other people in this theater like, besides
they're,
us.
They're going to know.
You.
It's we don't have to move far. We could stay at the bar. And he's like, no, I think we should stay. And I was like, okay.
Oh, no.
I can deal with it. And I will say, eventually, the kids like settled themselves in and they didn't really kick anymore. But I feel bad, though, because he decided to stay and his kid kicked way longer than mine did.
Well, he had it coming.
And I was
quite
like,
frankly, you warned him.
Right. I was Ruth. Like, we could have moved way before this. But so we saw the preview for the Power Rangers movie and we were like, I was like, oh, my God, I really want to see this. And I'm like, please tell me you know who the Power Rangers are.
Because you're such a youngin'.
And he does. Because Power Rangers have had all sorts of different ones. But he doesn't know the original Power Rangers. He knows the ones who are like some ninja space guys or something.
Oh, wow.
So
Deep Space Nine.
Which, oh, he's messaging me.
Whatever.
So, okay. So then that happened. And then
shut up. I just saw his name.
Continue.
You should have seen my reaction to it. Yeah. So he, what's his name? Xavier? And so yesterday he was messaging, because we message all the time. He sure. was messaging me and he was complaining that he got a zit on his forehead. And I was like, dude, I am an esthetician. Like, do you want me to come over and sounds terrible, but give you a facial? And he's like,
men and need good skin care.
Right. And he's like, I've never had one of those. And I'm like, well, obviously I would hope you hadn't. Like, right. You're this beefy dude. So no. So I go over there and I bring over a whole bunch of samples because I work for a company and I have a bunch of samples,
yes.
But I only have like girly bags. So I have to remember what that was.
Oh, okay. I missed it.
But yeah. So I have all these girls. So I show up with this like purple and white bag that says Dream on the side of it. And I'm like, these are all for you. And he's like, what? Because he tells me, I go, okay, what do you use for your skin? Like, what's going on? So I know what to bring. And he goes, well, I don't wash my face.
Like, ever? Oh.
He doesn't use face wash. He uses water because the skin's fine, according to him. He doesn't use moisturizer either, except for every once in a while when his skin is dry. So he takes his body lotion and just puts it on his face.
Oh, that was me, like, up until 2 years ago.
So, not even joking.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to bring you some stuff. Tell me if you like it, and I'll bring you more. Like, because I'm not gonna bring a guy a bunch of stuff and then it just sit there.
Right, because that next stuff's girl, valuable. Like, if he doesn't use it, I will.
For the just next saying. Girl to show up and be like, oh my God, like who samples. Are you dating? She has great taste in facial cleanser. Right.
So, can I borrow those?
So I do the whole thing and I put like a mask on and he's like actually relaxing, which he really doesn't do because that's not what you do when you're in med school.
Oh.
And we started watching this TV show called Trial and Error.
Oh yeah, John Lithgow.
Yes.
Reminds me of your younger brother. I'm sorry.
My little brother looks like John Lithgow.
I don't know why I could see that. Just because they're like funny and goofy.
No, I could see that. Aww. I could see that. They kind of have the same. They kind of have the same shaped head too. and my little brother also doesn't have hair. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I mean, he has a little bit left, but it's my grandpa's jeans are kicked in. Boy. They kicked in hard. So,
denim.
But yeah. So we're watching this. We're laughing. Everything's going great. I feel like today is the day. If it's gonna, if he is gonna kiss me,
it's time.
Kiss the girl.
I mean, right? So, and because he lives on campus, he has to like swipe my card in or my car to get into the parking lot and get out of the parking lot. So we have like ample time of pausing
okay,
and
bye.
Everything
see
to
you
say
later.
Goodbye. And I didn't even get a hug this time. So I'm starting to think that maybe we're just friends.
Oh. Yeah, it gets kind of tricky once you reach like date 3, 4 and then there's no actual physical interaction other than like a hug or a handshake
like,
or
right,
whatever.
Right. Like, so we're sitting there and I know he has homework and I know his mind is going a million miles a minute and all right. this stuff, but I have stuff going on too. So I'm like, I like you and I do really like him as a person, even if it is just a friend thing. Fantastic friend. Totally fine with it. But I really want it to be. He is a freaking unicorn.
So maybe you could kiss him.
I feel like maybe he would like, I don't know. What if he doesn't want me to and then I lose a friend?
Well, I mean, it'll be awkward for like 5 seconds and they'd be like, ha-ha, just kidding. And he looks like weirded out or like, what?
Or if he starts to lean away.
Yeah, they'd just be like, oh, wasn't that a great joke?
Oh my God,
okay,
Xavier,
let's watch
I was
Batman.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Right, so here's what I wonder. I wonder, has he fully embraced his status or is he still kind of like embarrassed? He just like is a virgin because he feels like that's the right thing to do? Because that's the way. Wait, did we not disclose that earlier?
We kind of did. We subtly did.
Oh, I mean, I
was so subtle, I missed it. So,
I just assumed because you said we were on the same path.
Well,
so
even if
he's
not. Only like,
So, but okay, let's just say that, let me not make assumptions. He may not be on my residential road at 25 miles per hour, even though sometimes I crave 60 because I'm getting older. So, that's the word I use because I can't stand the word H-O-R-N-Y. I can't stand that word. Right. I can't stand it.
Because it's gross on me.
Right? Oh, so I'm wondering if he hasn't just fully embraced wherever he's at right now because he's been in college and in med school. He probably doesn't have a lot of dating time. So now he's got this hot girl that he's dating. Okay. Hey, boo. And now he's just like, oh, crap. Like, this is a lot of girl.
Oh, no.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. And that's why I'm like, I am trying very, but we don't see each other very often. So right. It's like, it's gone. This started at the beginning of the year. And like,
God, it's much.
Yeah, no, I dated a guy kind of similar to that. He took me on these amazing dates. We went out like, gosh, we've been out like 7 or 8 times total, like over a couple different years. Like if we'd hit each other up, we'd go out, blah, blah, blah. And then like but he never more than a hug. Never more than a hug. And I'm like, okay, clearly he doesn't like me like that. But then he would take me on these really elaborate, nice dates. And finally, I recently reached out to him and said, hey, I got a question for you.
Right.
Right.
So like, did you just like lose interest in me? He's like, no. Why? I said, basically because you kind of stopped asking me out and you never really kissed me or anything. He's like, I am so sorry. I would get really nervous around you and I think you're really great, but I would just get really caught up with my work. Like his was work. He's a video production guy. So right. He would just get like so mired in his work that he would just kind of forget about dating.
Yeah.
And here I am going, oh my God, there's something wrong with me, but there was nothing wrong with me. Right. It was just, he was focused somewhere else, you know? So yeah, I don't think he's a bad guy or anything like that. It just turned out that it just didn't work.
Right.
So,
right.
You know,
like,
I like him.
I know. Just real quick, because I know we only
right,
have
and we
left,
still have to
but
do
like,
thing.
Yeah. I just wonder if he hasn't owned it. And that was a really solid point, to be quite honest. Just like, he's just used to his own thing.
Well, that
like,
is
hey.
True. We did hit a point because we went like a month where we talked every day and I hadn't seen him. It was more than a month. Mm. And I was like, okay, listen.
I have needs.
I am busy, but I'm not a needy girl. I'm really not.
But
like,
I actually want to.
But
date.
I do want to see
thank you.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not asking for like hours and hours of your time. I'm not asking for you to neglect school in any means or capacity of it. But I do want to see you.
Yeah, right. Like if I wanted a pen pal, there's this that totally wants to marry
me. He wants $5,000 and he's going
to
come over here and marry the crap out of me. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in. All
I have to do is give him my social security number and we're good.
Thanks.
So
side note, at work, someone sent in a resume and it had their social security number on it.
Oh no.
People are dumb.
Right.
See, that's when you go, that's when you get a credit card. Just teach him a lesson.
No. But like,
doing this for you.
We put it through the shredder. But like, I wonder if, cause like for me, okay, so let's say he is on the road that I'm on, like fully committed or whatever. Like, I'm totally down with making out. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Totally down with it. I will still hug you. Like, everything's cool, but it's just like, I'm very upfront. Like, I'm not having sex until I'm married. But the one thing I do like the most about is that there is like more of an intimacy, because it's like you guys haven't done anything physical yet, but you've had this time to like get to know each other's personalities and like
and
whatnot.
And honestly, I'm a sucker for a good makeout. So like,
right,
yeah.
Girl, who you telling?
Hell like, yes. I'm like, dude, you want to make out and get a little feel ski over the shirt? Fine.
Do a little above the shirt action.
Like, you want to act like we're 15 hiding in somebody's basement? Cool.
I'll go borrow my cousin's. We'll be back there for a few hours.
I've been doing squats, so.
Like, we're fine. It'll be fine. We can make out in a car. Like, I need to know that there's something. Anyway. Right. So I will update. I like him a lot. I think maybe we're just friends.
Unicorns are attractive.
Unicorns. Like, cause Stacey's clearly a unicorn.
Clearly.
She's right. She's awesome. And
I'm like hot and like smart and like
brilliant.
Oh. So is everyone else in this room.
I love you so much. Anyway, so that's what's happening with me. I will keep you updated on Xavier.
Yay.
Right now we're going to do real quick. We're going to do some first impressions.
So
first impressions are the messages guys send me on dating sites. And And they're usually awkward and awful, like this introduction.
Yes. And then Stacey gets a little frazzled.
So this guy is
Yanni.
Yanni! Good job. Yanni is 47.
Hi.
And he lives in Chicago, so it's not really
it's a fun city.
Right, fun city, but not really viable. And he is Asian. I'm going to lean towards Vietnamese.
Okay.
Look at you.
Like hot Asian or like
angry-ish? I don't know.
Oh, angry.
Angry-ish.
He's a lot of tattoos.
I mean, he's just very serious. Like
not bad.
He's not bad. He's just very serious.
He just doesn't know how to take a selfie.
So
he's attractive, though.
So he says, what a gorgeous white girl you are.
Whoa! No.
And I'm like,
no.
Dude.
I don't know why you like me.
Yeah, right? Okay. And then
I'm so offended right now.
I know, right? And it's not even like he was asking about Uranus or anything.
Thank God. But just like, why would you, like,
what a gorgeous white girl you are. I feel like he has
did
that.
Did he say too. Anything else?
No. And then I didn't respond. So,
yeah, no.
Okay. So this one is a little crazy.
Of course.
So, yeah, I know, right? So just go with it, because it's a bit. This is the only other one that I have this week.
That's all we have time for.
His name is Zachariah.
Hey.
Zordon? No. Zachariah. He said, how's it going? And I said, great, thanks. And yourself? And he was like, oh, I'm okay. What are you up to? I'm like, oh, it's pretty slow at my work. And then I said, what do you do? And he goes, huh? And he goes, is that always the first question following your opener from you?
Whoa.
And I'm like,
nothing.
No, I was just trying to keep the conversation going, but okay.
I was like, no, but I figured since I mentioned it was slow at work, I would be nice and ask you what you do. This guy says, number one.
Oh, no.
Listen, private message.
It's not going to be a number two.
Right?
It's like, cool. Number one, I didn't ask you about work. Number two, I don't see anything nice about you prying into my career without even getting to know me as a person first.
He's unemployed.
Yep.
Number three, it appears that you recklessly brought up work as a front to ask me what I do.
Recklessly.
Right. Wow. You know who it is? It's Little Miss Private Message, who's like trying to catfish you because she's jealous.
I sat there, I was like, I'm not sure why this is happening, but I don't need any of this tantrum you just threw at me. And it was like, I'm pretty ambitious. I don't need to know about your job if you don't want to tell me. I was just trying to keep the conversation going. So he says, he gives me a list again. He goes, number one, I don't have time for entitled gold digging whores.
Oh.
Yeah, right? He's like, number two.
I wonder why you're single, buddy.
Right? Shocking.
Thank you.
He said, number two, calling somebody out on their gold digging endeavors isn't a tantrum as much as you want to call it that. It's called keeping it real. I don't fall victim, not. Oh, wait, that doesn't even make sense.
Well,
I don't fall
doesn't.
Victim, not prescribe to this. Something's wrong with that sentence, but
he's been drinking.
I don't fall victim to this neoliberal Beyonce feminist cancer, which plagues society and says a guy can't as so much give a constructive criticism to and call a girl out on her bullshit.
This is what happened. He did not pass the bar on his first try.
Right. So he's just sitting at home with his books like,
thank
man,
you. Thank
I wish
you.
People could ask me what I do for a living.
Right?
Mom.
So I am just like, I'm shocked at this point. First off, I'm Republican.
Like, Beyonce, cancer. How dare you call me a Democrat?
I am not neoliberal. I am conservative. So,
and I can still get into formation.
So then he says, because I suppose my name, my job title has a little bit more clout than what my actual pay is. But he's like, go take your $40,000 job elsewhere. My $300,000 job and Notre Dame finance degree have no use for you.
Oh, come on.
He failed.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
He like moved from Wall Street in New York or like lawyer status something.
To like Jersey City, earrings off, GTL punching people.
Can like I just kill something that guy? Happened.
I'm serious. Right?
We will pray for him.
Any guy that uses the term cancer to not actually describe cancer needs to have cancer. That's just what I say.
Ellen!
Ellen comes strong. Coming strong on that one.
That was a firm, no, that's a firm no. opinion.
Those You're guys sorry. That are like, oh, feminism is a cancer.
Woo!
That guy.
Oh, Ellen!
Oh, I'm not supposed to say
Dave,
that, right?
101.30.
101.30. That was the word. That is one of the two words
I
we don't
get
say.
Hated. I just
okay.
Well, maybe was I... I
it's
don't
okay.
Know.
I'm
sorry.
No, you're fine.
You guys have never said that word.
Damn.
Life lesson.
I just hate the
no,
cancer.
No, I get it. No, right? Believe me, I get it.
We don't like that guy.
I was like, it's slow at work. What do you do? That's when the guy goes, oh, I'm in finance. Done.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Okay,
this is,
great.
This is not
do you watch
this
Grey's Anatomy? Because I do.
Would you like me to tell you when Lexi dies? Spoiler.
Right
alert.
After you tonight.
Sorry, I haven't spoken
I
the whole show
Jesus.
And I say the wrong
no,
word.
You're fine, Ellen. It's fine.
But the end of the
hashtag,
the right thing?
Hashtag edit Dave.
Oh. Must be nice. Sorry.
No, but wow, Ellen Whoa. Is. I mean, I was saying it and she was
like
having
I saw
a physical response.
Out of my peripheral vision.
I hate it. It's
no,
just,
I
it's
get
that
it.
Awful 4chan corner the internet culture.
Right. Mm-hmm. The trolley thing. Yeah.
Gross.
Ugh. Right?
I'm going to say it. this is your the one life that you have, and this is how you're spending it. No, you don't get a life then. Go. If you don't, I feel like, oh no, this is
no,
just,
you're fine. No, you gotta finish it. No, because I get it, because I get just as passionate about stuff. And Stacey will be like, Chelsea, we're going to pray for them. And I'll be like, no, we're not.
Well, maybe we should.
No, but then I'll have issues with certain things I'm passionate about. And I'm just like, not today.
Satan, not
I've let a lot of things slide.
Not today, Satan.
I say that about 1,000 times a word. I think they think I'm probably super religious, but I'm not. I'm just saying, uh-uh.
I had a girl that used to work with me, and rather than cuss her out, I would just announce her age to her.
You're like 47.
No, literally. She would say something, and I would be like, you're 19.
Oh, the opposite like, end. All right.
So it's like, as more to remind me that I was also 19 once, and then I got called into HR. Because
she was offended that you spoke the truth about her age.
Someone how old they are can be offensive.
Wow, come on.
And I was like, wait, what? She goes, yeah, she thinks you're saying it like it's mean. And I was like, no, I'm really saying it for me so that I'm not mean to her, because I want to be like, you're making stupid effing decisions. But yeah, but you're 19. So wow. I know you're not going to hear me. And yeah,
right. We talked today at work as a team because we had an awesome team lunch today. And they were talking about, because like people swear all the time in the office, and they're just like, so let's just, what was it? Someone asked, like, is saying the B word offensive? And a lot of people think that the B word is offensive, but saying the F word isn't. That everyone's just like, well, no, I think no one thought the opposite. I was the only one. And it was just like, aren't all these words offensive?
I'm sorry, Stacey. I didn't mean to say it. I just...
No.
Oh, my God.
We've been friends for 20 years, and I use it way too much.
I really...
I remember
just,
the guy who has a two-year-old, and I'm he so constantly sorry. Says things like, butthole, or this doo-doo head. And I'm like, just say shithead. Just say shithead. Man.
Although I will say, because my niece is hanging out with me on my Snapchat, I took a video because she wanted to live in this little plastic trash can in my closet, and...
Like, that's where the grouch is, but a pretty one.
Like,
pretty
she's sitting,
one.
And all of a sudden she looks at me and she goes, damn it, Sheshy. And I was like, what did you say? And I got it on Snapchat too.
I gotta look this up now.
She's like, damn it, Sheshy. And I was like, what did you say? And she gets a big smile on her face and she goes, damn it, Sheshy. And I was like, no, we don't say it. She's like, just preening, like, I learned a word.
Who taught her that?
I mean, somebody, obviously. But
one of my daughter's first words was shit. So she banged her hand on the table and she said, see it. I'm like, what's that, baby? you see
you
what?
See
and
what?
Then my friend was like, that's not what she said.
Yeah.
Like, and I knew it because I knew what she said, because she said exactly how I
in
say
the
when
context,
I got mad. Like,
yeah.
Smack the hand, the whole shebang. And I'm like, oh, that's me junior coming out.
That's me junior.
Oopsie poopsie.
Sorry, Mom. Oh, no. It is funny, though, what they pick up. Like, I hurt my toe and my dad was bandaging it, and it hurts to actually even touch it right now.
I broke my pinky toe once.
And so, yeah, and it's my big one. And so I was crying while he was wrapping it up. And then there's Lily sitting there and she goes, it's okay, Sheshy. It's okay. Hold my hand, Sheshy. It's okay. Aww. And it's like, oh, it's because we do this to you.
Right.
So, see, sweet. There's cute moments too.
Oh, yeah.
But damn it, Sheshy was a real one.
That's a good one.
Man.
Anyway, we have had fabulous times today.
Oh.
Rebecca, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank you, guys. I had a blast.
Yay! I'm so glad. Come back
come
anytime,
back.
Really.
Oh, yes, back.
Really, really.
Good back, Rebecca. Good back.
Ellen, thank you so
I
much
know,
for
I do
hosting.
I want to apologize.
No, God,
no, don't apologize.
You're fine.
Because I, inadvertently, I got heated. I got mad about a group of people that I get angry about. That's... And they're very angry people. And I and then became what I despise.
It's a comic thing, sugar. Don't you worry about it.
I didn't want to
violence with
ruin
violence.
Your guys'
I know,
show.
But, oh God, that wasn't ruining it. No, you're fine. I'm gonna say I probably ruined it with magna cum lockup. But
still the best line of time mentioning it. By the way,
third time.
That could be on a shirt.
It's got a theme. It was the top of his prison class.
What can I say? I can pick him.
Anyway, this was a fabulous 40th show.
Yeah.
And I'm 40 years old, so that works out
that's
well.
That's perfect.
Don't look it.
Here's my new favorite person.
Holla back.
No, I ain't no holla back girl. Ain't no holla back girl.
Few times come around that bitch, because I'm not just going to happen like that, because I ain't no
that one.
Oh, so she makes the rules. I'm Stacey.
I'm Chelsea. This is reasons why I'm single. We'll see you guys next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.